This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Will you not take your Bible and read with me from Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And then on down in verse 13, after he has talked about the fact that as men grow older, it's more difficult for them to get their minds on things that really matter. They turn aside to the things of the physical. In verse 13 he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. But now back to the first verse. Notice the passage says, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, for the evil days will come in which we will not have an opportunity to do with our lives what we really want to do. Now, among the other things that we have already said in regard to this matter, I closed last time, and we were not able to finish it, with an appeal for each of us to live a life of courage. And I have pointed out some of the things that some great men have said about courage in addition to things that the Bible says about it. The Bible teaches us that we must love God. We must love truth and right so much that we're willing to go to prison or even to die for that truth and right. Paul said, I am ready not only to be bound, that is to go to prison, but also to die, that is for the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 21 and verse 13. And Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. Now, in addition to these wonderful statements from the Bible, I want to read to you from statements from some men who have thought a great deal about courage and its essentiality. These things are not true simply because these men have said them, of course, but it does indicate that what they are saying is in harmony with Bible teaching. Kenneth S. Davis, in a biography of Dwight D. Eisenhower, said, any life truly lived is a risky business. And if one puts up too many fences against the risks, one ends by shutting out life itself. In other words, you've got to live life with courage if your life is going to amount to anything. You've got to come to believe in yourself as a person who is so precious in the sight of God and who wants to help you to live your life as you can live it. Arnold Bennett said of courage, no one can possibly be satisfied or happy who feels that in some paramount affair he has failed to take up the challenge of life. For a voice within him, which none else can hear but which he cannot choke, will constantly be murmuring, you lacked courage, you ran away. It is better to be unhappy in the ordinary sense than to have to listen at the end of one's life to that dreadful interior verdict. Raymond Fosdick said, the only life worth living is the adventurous life. Of such a life, the dominant characteristic is that it is unafraid. In the first place, it is unafraid of what other people think. Like Columbus, it dares not only to assert a belief, but to live it in the face of contrary opinion. It does not adapt either its pace or its objective to the pace and objectives of its neighbor. It is not afraid of dreaming dreams that have no practical meaning. It thinks its own thoughts. It reads its own books. It develops its own hobbies. It is governed by its own conscience. The herd may graze where it pleases or stampede when it pleases. But he lives the courageous life. The one who does it will be unafraid when he finds himself alone. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, something to children that indicates the great necessity of living a courageous life even when you're young. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. What he is saying there is, dare to do what is right, just because it is right, without regard to what might or might not occur as a result of it, without regard as to what person may like it or not like it. If you do, the old man you will meet down the road in a few years will be a great one indeed. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, to sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards out of them. Now, friends, the Bible teaches that we should live lives of courage. The great man of the Old Testament, Joshua, as he came near the end of his life, had this to say as recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 24. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May God bless you and keep you is my earnest prayer.